This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Many Senate Democrats and Republicans have found something they can agree on, the admiration of Dianne Feinstein. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
We lost a giant in the Senate.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer speaking on the Senate floor, followed by Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Dianne was a trailblazer in her beloved home state of California, and our entire nation are better for her dogged advocacy and diligent service.
GOP Senator Susan Collins of Maine.
I rise with great sadness today to honor my friend and our colleague, Senator Dianne Feinstein.
Feinstein died Thursday night at her home in Washington, D.C. at the age of 90. I'm Shelley Adler.
A grand jury in Las Vegas has indicted one of the last living witnesses to the 1996 killing of Tupac Shakur in the rapper's death. Here is Kevin McCahill, sheriff of the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department.
For 27 years, the family of Tupac Shakur has been waiting for justice. We are here today to announce the arrest of 60-year-old Dwayne Keith Davis, a.k.a. Keefy D., for the murder of Tupac Shakur.
Davis is the uncle of the suspected shooter and has long been linked to the case. He has admitted publicly that he was in the car with his nephew when Shakur was killed in a drive-by shooting near the Las Vegas Strip. France's highest administrative authority held a landmark hearing over accusations of systemic discrimination in identity checks by French police. Local grassroots organizations and international rights groups filed France's first class action lawsuit targeting the nation's police force. The case reached the Council of State on Friday. The NGOs allege that French police target black people and people of Arab descent in choosing who to stop and check. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered one of the top commanders of the Wagner military contractor to take charge of what he calls, quote, volunteer units fighting in Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The order signals the Kremlin's efforts to keep using the mercenaries after the death of their boss, Yevgeny Prigozhin. Putin has told Andrei Trosev that his task is to form volunteer units that could perform combat tasks, primarily in the war zone. The meeting appears to reflect the Kremlin's plan to redeploy some of the Wagner mercenaries to the front line in Ukraine, following their brief mutiny in June and their chief's suspicious death in a plane crash on August 23. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Refugees from Nagorno-Karabakh continue to cross into Armenia by the thousands, with more than half the population of the enclave evacuated since Monday. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from Goris, Armenia, on the road leading from Nagorno-Karabakh.
In mid-September, after decades of off-and-on wars, Azerbaijan swiftly gained control of the entirety of Nagorno-Karabakh, a self-declared republic that lies well within Azerbaijan's internationally recognized borders. Here in the border area, aid workers offer food, water, and some services as families enter Armenia.
But many families say the housing facilities here for refugees are full, and the patchwork of aid groups does not appear to be prepared to help the tens of thousands more people expected to arrive in the next few days.
Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Goris, Armenia.
A U.S. government shutdown could bring disappointment for visitors to national parks, AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
If the federal government shuts down on Sunday, the entrances to the majority of iconic national parks will be shut and thousands of park rangers will be furloughed. That's according to the Department of the Interior. In Arizona and Utah, the economic impact of sites like the Grand Canyon and Zion are so big that state officials say they'll keep some of them open using state funding. The nonprofit National Parks Conservation Association says the park's director can't enter into agreements with local entities and that park communities lose around $70 a day for each park visitor that is kept away. Jennifer King, Washington.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said in an interview with Reuters on Friday he was confident that Poland will find ways to address disagreements with Ukraine.
I'm just expecting and confident that Ukraine and Poland will find a way to address those issues without that impacting in a negative way the military support to Ukraine.
Poland said last week it would no longer agree to new arms deliveries to Ukraine, but instead focus on rebuilding its own stocks. Poland has been seen until recently as one of Ukraine's staunchest allies. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.